Today is the 15th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians, chapter 5. Brethren, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be made desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, and if a man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so you shall fulfill the law of Christ. For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every one prove his own work, and so he shall have glory in himself only, and not in another. For every one shall bear his own burden. And let him that is instructed in the word communicate to him that instructeth him in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. For he that soweth in his flesh, of the flesh also shall reap corruption. But he that soweth in the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And in doing good let us not fail, for in due time we shall reap, not failing. Therefore, whilst we have time, let us work good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 7. At that time, Jesus went into a city called Nain, and there went with him his disciples and a great multitude. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a great multitude of the city was with her, whom when the Lord had seen, being moved with mercy towards her, he said to her, "Weep not." And he came near and touched the bier, and they that carried it stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a great fear on them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet is risen up among us, and God hath visited his people." As far as the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Dijon, France, there was a young priest whose name was Father Ritter. This priest writes that a young man, one of his parishioners, turned very evil, so bad that even the worst sinners were shocked by his sins. And his excess and his life brought on an affliction of the lungs, slowly making him die. Now, Father Ritter visited this young man, but he didn't want to have anything to do with the priest. And in his face, he blasphemed and insulted God. And so Father Ritter asked his pastor, an older priest, what he should do. And the pastor said, "This is a case for the Sacred Heart. Go to the chapel where our Lord appeared to St. Mark or Mary. Go there and ask for prayers for this sinner, and place his name in the heart of Jesus." And so Father Ritter went to Paray-le-Monial, the place where our Lord appeared, the Sacred Heart appeared to St. Mark or Mary. And he saw a silver heart near the altar of the Sacred Heart. And he wrote the man's name down, and he placed it in this silver heart, which is a symbol of the real heart of our Lord. Then Father returned, and he visited the sick young man. He said, "I prayed for you at Paray, and I brought you a medal of the Sacred Heart." The young man turned towards the Father and said, "Thank you, Father. I was hoping that you would return." The man uttered no blasphemies. His anger and hatred were gone. Something had happened between the time that Father set out on the journey and now. and the man received a great grace of conversion. Before, the soul of this young man was blind, but now he could see. He was humble and repentant. He kissed the medal of the Sacred Heart and said, "I wish to go to confession today." And after he had received the sacraments, this former sinner said, "Oh, how good is the heart of Jesus in waiting for me and in loving me." My dear friends, the Sacred Heart snatched this young man from the jaws of hell. He snatched this young man, as he has so many, from an everlasting death. And this is the compassionate heart, the compassionate mercy of the Sacred Heart, his desire to save men, to give them life. And it is shown by an analogy in the story in the Gospel today. As our Lord was walking through the city streets one day, he came across a sad scene. It was a funeral procession. A widow had lost her only son, and no doubt she was weeping bitterly at this loss. Sorrow filled her heart at the sight of the cold body of her son. Now our Lord saw this, and he was filled with compassion for both the mother and the son. Then, as the Gospel tells us, he raised the young man back to life and restored him to his mother. Now we can imagine a very similar scene taking place in heaven. We can imagine God looking down on the world. He sees that mankind, the human race, is dead. It is dead in sin. He sees the sorrow, the sadness, and the misery that the death of sin has inflicted on man. And just as he was on that day in the streets of Nain, our Lord is moved to compassion. He has pity on us. And this is the mercy of the Sacred Heart. It is the outpouring of the love and compassion of God for men. Now, the Sacred Heart is the physical manifestation of the love of God for men. When we see a picture of the Sacred Heart, it is encircled with thorns. It's pierced with a lance. It's on fire with love for men. Every drop of blood has been poured forth. It is, as our Lord told St. Mark of Mary, it has exhausted and consumed itself in proof of its love. Our Lord shows that he loves us by suffering and dying on the cross to forgive our sins. He raised us, as it were, from the dead. By original sin, we were dead to the life of grace. But by his sacrifice for us, we can live for all eternity with God in heaven. My dear friends, imagine how grateful both the mother and that young man of Nain was that our Lord raised him from the dead. No doubt he followed Christ, and nothing would be too much for our Lord to ask of him. But our Lord has done even greater things for us. He has given us our Catholic faith, the means by which we will save our souls. He has forgiven our sins, raising us from the death of sin. And he has promised to comfort us in our afflictions and crosses, to give us the help and graces we need to save our souls. And he promises us the eternal happiness of heaven. You know, in the world today, everyone is looking for happiness. They're looking to escape from the difficulties and the troubles of life. But the Sacred Heart offers us a way to achieve this, both here and in eternity. The grace and help to bear the crosses and hardships of daily life, and the graces to help us save our souls. And so show your gratitude to the Sacred Heart for his mercy by living your Catholic faith better each day. Attend Mass with more devotion. Receive the sacraments with more fervor. Be faithful to your daily prayers, especially to the Holy Rosary. And be careful and ever vigilant in avoiding the occasions of sin, the people, the places, and the things that easily lead you to offend God. As Father Reeder and his young penitent realized, the Sacred Heart is ready to help us, to pity our weaknesses, and to forgive our sins. So let us, with confidence, turn to him and to our Blessed Mother. And out of gratitude, let us resolve today to do better, to live our Catholic faith more perfectly, so that, God willing, we will one day save our souls. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.